Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hurts in the gun. Motion. Gibson, right to left. Hurts gives it off. No fakes. He fires. Complete. Touchdown, Dallas Goedert. His second of the game.
Great play call. So this play has multiple options. He gives the dive. It's play action. He puts it in the belly of the running back. Nope, I don't want you to have it. He pulls it out. He has the option to keep or throw it to Dallas Goedert. There's a miscommunication in the secondary of the Giants. He hits Goedert for an easy touchdown.
Heck of a day for Jalen Hurts yesterday. It's been a heck of a few weeks. And really, when you add it up, quite the season he's putting together here. Midday show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Hugh Douglas, do we have ourselves an NFL MVP candidate in Jalen Hurts? So after yesterday, 15 passing touchdowns, one interception, 20 total touchdowns on the season to just two turnovers. Is this a real MVP candidate? Honest to goodness one? Maybe? What are you feeling on the MVP train for Jalen Hurts?
I think that since Jalen's here, that's how we're going to feel. But I think nationally, with the numbers that he's put up, I mean, he's been playing well the last couple of weeks. I don't think that he'll be legit. He'll be a legit threat for the MVP this year.
So he's, based on the odds, he's not right now. Now, I will say this. If he keeps doing what he did the last 2 weeks, that's going to change, right? Like, if he keeps playing like this, he's going to push his way into the conversation. So I think a lot of people watched yesterday and said, oh, his odds are going to change. They didn't. It was 22-1 entering yesterday. He's 22-1 right now. And I'm looking at the names ahead of him, and I kind of understand it, right? It's Mahomes. It's Allen. Drake May.
Where's Daniel Jones at on the MVP thing?
So Matthew Stafford is 4. Jordan Love, 5. Daniel Jones at 16-1 is tied with Jordan Love. Goff, Baker, Jonathan Taylor, then Jalen Hurts. I guess that puts Hurts 10th right now in MVP odds. Mm-hmm. If you think he's going to keep doing this, 22-1 is a pretty good number to get him at. If you think this is, like, you know, he said yesterday, this is just the beginning, or it's just the start, whatever he said. Like, if you think this is just the beginning, Kyle, for the Eagles offense, 22-1 is a good number.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth a flyer on at that price. I guess the thing that I'd be worried about is, and this is kind of, it's the whole story with Hurts and the passing offense, is the inconsistency. Mm-hmm. And inconsistency means that you have great games like this, but it also means that you have bad ones, or ones that looked a lot more like it did at times last season and the beginning of this year. So we'll see. I mean, plus 2,200. I don't see why, if you're an Eagles fan, you wouldn't want to have some fun and put some money on that.
Well, and if you think they're going to win each of the next two games, then their chance to be the one seed go skyrocket.
No question.
And then the number one seed, usually that's where the MVPs come from.
It also does speak to, it's kind of wide open in terms of MVP this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Patrick Mahomes is leading it, but they started off the season terribly.
And they're not even in first place.
Right.
They won't be even after tonight. I mean, if you had a bet on one right now to win it, who would you bet on? Mahomes? I don't even know if they're going to win their division. Denver 6-2.
Well, Josh could win it again.
Drake May, if the Patriots steal the AFCs, it could be Drake May. He's had an incredible sophomore season in the
NFL. Daniel Jones? You?
I mean, they're averaging 35 points a game.
I mean, yeah, and they were talking about how since, what's her name, Ursae, since she's been on the sideline, they've been killing it.
Jim Ursae's daughter.
Yeah, she's been on the sideline, they've been killing it.
I will say, if I were a voter, it would hurt him that Jonathan Taylor puts up three touchdowns every week.
It reminds me of last year's Eagles, right? Like, Taylor's having a season very similar to what Saquon did last year. I agree, it is wide open. Hurts right now, 22-1. I'm keeping an eye on it. Let's grab Junior in Texas, then we'll tell you about an NFL trade that just went down. It could impact the Eagles here. Junior, what's up, buddy?
Junior.
Good morning, guys. Happy Victory Monday. How are we doing today?
Junior, we're doing great here. What's up?
We're reckless speculating.
Dude, I'm happy. You know, I'm here to push my Jalen Hurts MVP agenda. It's about time we get that train going. Most touchdowns in the league, only one interception, 6-2 off the hardest schedule in the league, at a point where everyone probably thought we would be 500. I want to keep that straight. Everyone thought we would probably be 500 at this point. I think it's incredible. He had a phenomenal game yesterday. And I think it was kind of the Eagles sending a message to A.J. Brown in a way saying, hey, you know, we need you. This is what we can be. Come back, just slide right in, and let's take off and win another Super Bowl. And for the offensive line to play the way they played, that was the most complete game I've seen them play on both sides of the ball, passing and running. The blocks were phenomenal. Everyone looked healthy. And all the reinforcements that we're getting after the bye week, it's going to be great. I really think we're about to make an incredible run here to end the season.
Well, I'll tell you this, Junior.
That'll be fun.
It feels like they're coming together at the right time. It's the best they've played all year. And if Jalen keeps playing like he has the last couple weeks and they get some help back on defense like Nolan Smith and Brandon coming in, maybe Howie makes a trade for a corner. Yeah, they can really get rolling here because the next few weeks are challenging. But if they can win two out of these next three, and then after that, you know, they get to see the Raiders, a Commanders team in December that's not quite as good as we thought, they could get the number one seed, Junior. They could do this.
They really can. And, you know, on the run game, there was one play that I saw where they pulled Brett Toth and they had a bounce outside with Saquon. They hadn't done that all season. And I think it had to do with Cam Jurgens, you know, being a little bit hurt and kind of limited to that facet. So when he comes back healthy and you know, Nolan Smith comes back healthy and we're able to do a lot of the things that we did last year, it's going to be a phenomenal run. I'm excited. I'm really excited for these next few games.
Yeah, well, they gave us reason to be excited. That was the best performance of the season. Junior, good phone call. All right, we mentioned a trade that went down. Hugh, the Los Angeles Rams just traded for a corner from the Tennessee Titans. Roger McCreary is headed to the Rams from the Titans. So corner's the spot I want more than anything. And now one of the corners that was available
wasn't he on your list?
I forget if you made my list or not. I don't think he did.
I know.
You had Snead.
No, you know who McCreary was? McCreary was on that list we talked about from ESPN, right? Mm. Fowler.
Okay, gotcha.
So the Rams jumped the market. Not happy about that.
You would have been an upgrade here.
Of course he would have.
And it was for a pick swap.
Oh, that's all they gave? Pick swap. All right, so the Rams enter the trade. There's always a team that tries to jump everyone, and obviously the Rams are the one doing it. So they get themselves a starting corner, Roger McCreary from the Tennessee Titans. We'll see how the Eagles respond. They have, you know, there's two parts of the trade deadline thing here, Hugh. One, we're keeping an eye on the AJ thing, right? It's just to see. But the other part is, like, what is Howie going to add? And it's kind of interesting. We don't have another game, right? So the last information that Howie has is yesterday.
Yeah, and you kind of wonder. And that's why it's not far-fetched to think that, you know, recklessly speculate whether or not you're comfortable with the guys that you have out there on the field and would move on. Because people are calling, like, no question about it, and you need a defensive end. You need somebody that's going to put pressure on the quarterback. So what do you do? Like, if they make you an offer you can't refuse, what do you do?
Yeah, I think if they make Howie an offer he can't refuse, he's going to trade A.J. Brown by next Tuesday. Now is that offer actually going to come in? Probably not, if I had to guess, and I think they're going to try to just bite their lip and get through this season together, but that's its own thing. The other thing is what they're going to do to upgrade, and I look at corner. I like where the pass rush is right now, and they're getting Nolan Smith back. If they can get another corner, I think this defense really takes off here. Let's go to Peter in Lawrence. What's up, Peter?
Hello, Mr. Giulio. Hello, Mr. Douglas.
What's going on, man?
Hello, Mr. Peter. How are you?
My friend, who just passed away from cancer, used to speak the world about you, Douglas. So I'm calling in honor of him.
Well, that's kind of you. Speaking in their honor for Hugh. Go ahead, Peter.
On A.J. Brown, if they can find someone, I would reluctantly, as a college-educated person in business, try to get something good for him because you don't need a detrimental player messing up the works for the regular season. And you also have to think about the postseason. So if they can get someone, because the team they have now is Super Bowl caliber. And as for our dear friend, Ms. Bryce Harper, great players have been traded before. Mercer for Bonds, Jackson for Baylor. Anything is possible.
Well, I agree. I mean, Peter, I agree with that. I mean, and I go, look, I don't think, and Peter, good phone call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. I don't think the Phillies want to trade Bryce Harper. I don't think the Eagles want to trade A.J. Brown. And if I had to guess, neither are going anywhere this season or anything like that. But it's no one's above the team. Like that's the bottom line here. And I think it's football with that more than anything else. No one's above the team.
That feels that way. And I've never heard of a team picking.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The receiver over the quarterback, if that's the case. Recklessly speculating.
Well, because the quarterback's hard to replace.
Yeah, it's definitely hard to replace the quarterback.
I mean, you're right what you said a few minutes ago. There's receivers that come out of the draft every single season.
I mean, it's one perfect example. One that's going to be in town this week for coaching Delaware State. DeSean Jackson was like a third-round draft pick, second, something like that.
Second.
Yeah, but it was a guy, he was projected to be a higher pick.
Mm-hmm. I think it was his size and whatever else.
Yeah, but he was a phenomenal receiver, sure, man. Was. So it's – they're not saying they're easy to find, but they're – they're more readily available than quarterbacks are.
AJ was a second round pick.
Yeah.
I mean, AJ's a great player. He's a second round pick. You could find receivers throughout the NFL draft. Let's go to we haven't talked to Herb today. Herb in the Northeast. Herb,
what's up, JoJo?
What's going on?
Second half is coming, baby.
There we go.
Let's load them up and go after it. Let's go now.
You feeling good, Herb? You feeling good today?
I feel good because I've seen what I've been talking about. Using the tight end inside the red zone, inside the 10-yard line, inside the 5-yard line. Okay? We're making the plays. This is what I want to see out of Goddard. I want to see out of Hurts. This is Super Bowl time.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get this team on a roll. Okay? We on the defense is going to get better because we're going to start playing a lot better teams now. And I predict 3-0 in the next three games.
Ooh.
And I predict we're going into Green Bay. Okay? We're going into Green Bay. We know what they got. And we're going to play them bump and run, bump and run, bump and run. Don't mess with us. We're going to strip the ball, fumble. We're going to do everything we did under Andy Reid and Buddy Ryan, we're going to strip the ball and intercept the ball. You understand? That's what we're going to do.
Send the blitz, pressure, Buddy Ryan.
That's the way I play, brother.
That's right.
Don't mess with me, Hugh Douglas.
I'm hot, baby.
You. I'm hot now.
You hot like fish grease. Get him.
You want to play with me? Yes, tell him, baby. Tell him.
You heard him.
Yeah, boy.
Tell him, Joe.
Hugh Douglas, my main man.
That's
from
right.
WIP. Yes, sir. I'm down here at H Lot, so I can't see you tonight. You know what I mean?
Are you busy working?
You working? Because it's a game tonight.
Sixers game.
Sixers are 2-0.
How about that shot by Grimes to win the game, Herb? That was a big shot the other night.
Sixers got a good team, man. You better watch out.
Edgecombe can play.
They gonna run the floor. They push the ball up. 1-2 pass, boom. 3 points, 2 points, whatever. They're going to do it this year.
You're darn right.
Feeling.
What do you think about Embiid complaining
Charles
about his minutes?
Barkley,
yeah. You heard
Charles Barkley predicted them to be third in the East.
Barkley?
Last week, yeah.
That's pretty darn good if they get to third in the East. That's it. We got a lot of good things going on, Herb. We got the Union. We got the Sixers. Flyers won on Saturday. Whoa. The Eagles. What do you think about Bryce Harper's comments, Herb?
Well, I didn't hear.
Oh, you missed those?
He was
hurt by Dave Dombrowski.
Yeah, he hurt his feelings.
I know about that. That's last week's news.
Right.
Just happened Friday.
Yeah, it was a couple days ago.
Harper, let me tell you about Harper.
The last 2 years,
he's been playing with injury issues here and there.
Right.
Okay? Him and Schwarber, okay, they got to work out with some left-handed pitchers, okay, in the offseason. They know what they got to do.
Sure.
They know what they got to do. If it was me coaching, they would be out there in December, January. I'm not saying they got to go to Clearwater. They can pick their spots where they want to go.
It's kind of cold here
but
in December.
They got to have somebody left-handed pitchers.
Yep.
Throw to them splitters, sliders, curves, knuckle curves, this, that.
Are you lefty? Are you a southpaw?
They need some more practice. You understand? To get ready for next year.
It seems like Dombrowski agrees with you when it comes to Bryce Harper. Herb, good phone call. We appreciate it. So I think we covered a good amount there.
Yeah, that was a lot. Good job.
You're his main man on WIP. Did you know that?
I didn't realize that.
That got hostile for a second.
I know. Well,
what are you talking about? When?
He said, don't mess with me, Hugh Douglas.
No.
But then he kind of couched it, but he's my main man here.
I'm not paying attention to her.
You're not paying attention to her. Why?
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, you know, he's talking. He can talk. Oh, man.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah, he was talking about a lot of things. He's in Lot H tonight, so he's not going to see you. I guess he meant the players' lounge tonight.
I guess so, yeah.
We're
doing a player. We don't know who we got. Do you know who we have? Because you usually know.
This is your show.
Yeah, but I usually don't know who we're talking. Probably Jordan Mailata. We'll probably be Landon.
Mailata has his own show at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, he do his own thing. Yeah. Probably Landon Dickerson.
You got to get it together, man.
What do you mean?
Aren't
what am
you
I doing?
On some it's, sort of group chat or email about
reckless
this?
Reckless speculation Monday. No, I'm not.
Recklessly speculating found, about who your guest is going to be tonight?
Yeah, we do. We don't know yet.
Someone has to know.
Not yet.
Okay, I imagine someone knows. We can ask.
They'll probably know about time Ike and Spike and Fritz get on the air.
Which
know.
Is only 15 minutes from now.
Yeah, they'll probably know about it.
Okay, speaking of, well, let's talk to you people, see what they're up to.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
All three of you are washed up.
Yeah.
Does that mean like as talk show hosts or
guests
or as in life? Because
in life we're washed.
I mean, we're not that old.
I think I still got a little bit more run left.
Oh, I disagree.
I got a nice little run.
We'll get back to you later. just say you hate Jalen Hurts, Joe.
Just say it, Joe.
So today I talked about how the team looks great because Jalen's played great the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. I just said it's wise to bet on 22-1 odds MVP. So where does the hate come in?
Didn't hear none of that.
Okay. Just making sure.
Just
none of that.
Thought he played really well again yesterday. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of AJ, mm-hmm. AJ is listening and laughing at his masterful troll job of WIP.
I'm sure that's
right
what it is. Yeah. AJ, you know what he's doing? He's vibrating on a higher frequency than all of us.
Yeah, that troll job.
That's right. Awesome. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, that one's pretty annoying. Should we suspend Aaron, by the way, for the Broadway comment? Some people have suggested that might be in order.
Can you confirm it was Broadway?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
He said Broadway.
That's on the level of Scataboo with Hugh and who was it? Scataboo with Kristen Middleton?
Middleton mentioning Scataboo. Yeah. Hugh mentioning the Jags.
The Jags,
that,
right.
The day after.
It is suspension worthy. We will consider a full suspension.
Yeah, Broadway is.
Oh, wow. Cool.
But he did release part two of his cartoon this weekend of the Midday Show, in case you guys were interested.
Joe Kyle was such a big head, though.
I don't know.
I do have a big head.
Not like that,
I can't
though.
Deny that, yeah.
I'm like Megamind. Megamind was a good movie, too, by the way.
Yeah, speaking of Scataboo, some people have speculated that Hugh's upset that Scataboo got injured today.
And
that's sort of thrown him off.
Is he on your fantasy team?
Mm-mm.
Oh. Why do you like Scataboo so much?
He's been called Hugh Scataboo.
No, you know what's funny? We were talking Giant about it yesterday. Sport. The way he plays hard, and we kind of knew that it was only a matter of time. You never wish for anybody to get hurt, but you was just like, man, this cat played hard. So when he got hurt, it was like, man, you just kind of hate that it happened the way that it happened.
Yeah, and it was tough to watch that.
That was tough to watch.
Lies and deception from Hugh Douglas today.
Agreed. 1,000%.
What I lied to see.
What do we
about?
Think that was about? Do we know?
You had to be about the Bryce Harper
stuff. These are better
that
without
be a Bryce Harper loyalist.
Maybe. The deception I'm not sure of.
Lies,
the
yeah.
The lies, lies track.
Yeah, totally. It's
every day.
Ike is on the gummies again.
Yeah, I filled in for Ike last week.
What do you mean you filled in?
They had to do a picture. And Ike wasn't here, so I needed another black person, and I filled in for him.
That could not have been the request.
We got another one. We got it. A little bit heavier, a little shorter, but we got him. We got you.
Team player, Hugh Douglas.
Yeah. I tell you, I'm in it for the long haul, man.
Yep, that's good. Uplifting, trash, and Stinkston, yet chasing A.J. Brown out of town. We have to have a discussion about Hugh Douglas.
Well, top piece is my frat brother, so
don't we keep things box and beans on the show?
Well, he don't play no more. He coaching, no, so it don't mean no difference.
I know, but he wasn't a very good player.
And he was all right.
Okay,
he just had that one moment where you know he
we
got.
We don't even need to say he was all right.
We don't need to lie to the audience.
I'm just saying he was all right.
Yeah. People here watched
to that Sean Taylor moment, rest in peace. Who wants to take that hit though? Because he probably would have put Pink to sleep. Pink was only like 130 pounds, soaking wet.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to take a hit from Sean Taylor.
He was gonna put Pink to sleep on that one.
Totally. Yeah, just move the Sean Taylor moment from 20 years ago.
Yeah, he was about to put.
And Sean Taylor was a great football player.
Yeah, I like what Pink said. Hey, I lost it in the light. Sure you did.
Didn't Aguilar do that one time too? I lost in the lights. Yeah, no, somebody asked him if he lost in the lights. He's like, yeah.
I think the game was in Atlanta.
Yeah, somebody gave him out.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, yes, sure. Lost in the lights.
That'll work.
I hope Nick Sirianni is showing the team all these things Hugh Douglas is saying today.
Agreed. That'd be awesome.
He does, I don't care. Well, and I'm going to still go over there and speak to
coach.
You
can take credit for when they start playing.
Yeah. Well. And be like, yo, coach, hey, I'm still going to speak. They're going to probably still give me the side eye. I don't care. I get the side eye every time I go over there. But I don't care.
Yeah, nothing's going to change.
Right. If Hugh brings up his parlay one more time on a victory Monday, throw him in the Chauncey Billups investigation.
You know what? I like that.
Now, do we prefer Chauncey Douglas or Hugh Billups?
Listen, Chauncey Douglas.
First of all,
come on,
I can tell y'all safely that I'm marked safe from all of those
poker games.
I'm marked because the money they betting, man, I ain't betting that.
You go in there with $2, they laugh you out of the room.
Like, listen, I'd be like, man, y'all better kiss my ass. What's the pot? Oh no, I'm out.
Yeah, that's how I know. If you ever get embroiled in a illegal gambling scandal, I'd be like, that's not him. This guy won't bet more than $2. Bucks.
He bet no more than $2.
No way.
By the way, I bet on that Jalen Hurts MVP odds.
Good. That's not how much you put on?
You put $2?
$2.
Wow.
My $44 come January. You're going to be.
I'm going to be living, I don't know.
That's right.
See, it's not about the actual money amount. It's about the win.
So you know what the cool part about the betting on the futures awards are?
Mm-hmm.
That cash out, right? Like, let's say Jalen has another 4-touchdown game. He becomes a co-favorite. You can take that cash out. You don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah, I'm going to take the FAA.
I know you would, yeah.
Yep. Chauncey Douglas for you. All right, one more real quick. The nerve of Hugh Douglas to make fun of Terry Bradshaw and then immediately turn around and tell us the Panthers put up a good fight against Buffalo.
You know what?
It was the most ridiculous thing. They lost 40-9.
First of all, it was like 12-3, like in the beginning of the game. So that, like, I was like, okay, they've got a shot.
But isn't that like saying the Giants
it's always 0-0 at the beginning of every game, Hugh?
Hey, you know what? I did think it, when I said that, I was like, damn, that's kind of ironic. You talking bad about Terry?
They lost by 31 here, at home.
And you sat here and they said they put up a pretty good fight. I was like, boy, you got a lot of nerve. Yes, I do.
Yep.
I feel like Bryce Harper. You got a lot of nerve.
And like Bryce Harper, you're getting no more money.
Hughes Panthers again, by the way.
I know.
He has
I
a
know.
Tendency to prop up the Panthers for some reason.
No, I don't.
Earlier, he was speculating the Packers could lose the Panthers this weekend before our game.
I was. Like, I'm looking. Listen,
come on, talking about their uniforms.
No, listen. Because I'm looking
did
for
you
that.
Always want to be a Panther?
I'm looking for that quick hit. I'm looking for that lick. No.
What does that mean?
Carolina. That means that I'm looking for that underdog that's going to come through and have me living high on the hog.
They're 11.5-point dogs.
Somebody going to be upset this week, I think it might be Green Bay. I'm hoping it's
Andy
Green
Dalton
Bay.
Played yesterday for the Panthers. Where in the world are you?
I got to tell you, I don't think we want Green Bay to lose this week.
We can't have
them looking for a bounce back against us at home.
That's a good point. Because they'd be desperate not to kind of fall out of the division
We need them to beat Carolina comfortably, actually.
Yeah. That's a good point, yeah. It is nice that we're on a bye and they have to play a game, right? Like, we have the big rest advantage heading into that week, so we shall see. All right, we didn't get to everyone today. We apologize for that. Afternoon show's coming up in just a couple minutes. They will, I'm sure, take everyone's phone calls here. But, Hugh, we got a Monday night game tonight. Chiefs going to drag the Commanders of Mariota out there?
Bring forth the sacrificial lamb!
Yeah, it's probably going to happen that
Marcus
way.
Marcus Mariota. See, I was trying to figure out the over for passes completed. I ain't know.
But if they're down, he may have to throw a lot in the second half.
Marcus Mariota, man, they about to trounce the Commodores. Mm.
You lay in the 11.5 with the Chiefs? It's a big number.
No point. No, you know, I'm taking I probably could make money, a little bit of money.
Money line on a $2 Chiefs bet's going to win you 40 cents.
Yeah, they ain't going to win me.
What are you doing?
Yeah, let me see.
Just save the money, Hugh. Bet it next week. All right.
That's a donation.
Yeah, there's no reason for that. All right. You guys have a great rest of your day. Afternoon show is coming up next, as always, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.